the outside of the bacon is called
the rind.
Do you use the same word for the bacon you buy nowadays in the store? Is that just bacon?
You usually buy it sliced down, just a package of bacon, and the rind is taken off and it's sliced.
What kind of meat comes in small links on the chain?
Sausage.
And who's the fellow that does all this? Makes the sausage?
Makes the sausage. I know there is a name, I can't think of it.
A butcher.
Oh, well, a butcher, yeah. Well, he does more than the sausage, yeah. One that cuts up meat of various kinds, yeah.
If you keep meat too long, what happens to it?
It's liable to get rancid.
Do you speak of it as being spoiled?
Yeah.
After a hog is butchered, do you know what's done with the meat from the head?
From the head? They make something they call some kind of cheese.
Head cheese,
is it?
Or hog head cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know a name for the dish that's made by cooking and grinding up the liver of a hog?
Grinding up the liver of a hog? No, I don't.
Liver sausage and liver pudding.
Oh.
Liver mush. Or liver wurst. Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog's blood?
Blood. No, I don't remember.
Blood sausage.
Mm-hmm. I never eat any of that or any liver sausage. I don't remember.
Sounds kind of easy. Sometimes people take the juice of a head cheese or a liver sausage and they stir it up with cornmeal to make a dish like hash.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that?
No, I don't think so.
Something called scrapple?
Or well, I've heard of scrapple, but I never know what it was.
Meat turns rancid when you keep it too long. Does the same thing happen to butter?
To butter, you say? Yes, it can.
Thick sour milk that you keep on hand in the kitchen, you call it.
Sour milk, you say? Is that clabber? What's clabber?
That's one name for sour milk. Is that something your mother used in the kitchen?
You mean some food, or what do you mean?
Clabber.
Huh?
Clabber.
I don't think she ever did. I don't remember. I've heard the name.